of this recording, Arkansas 30, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comegit Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. In May of 2014, a judge in Little Rock, Judge Piazza, issued a ruling that it was illegal and unconstitutional to deny same-sex couples the right to marry in Arkansas. That was on a Friday night about 5 o'clock. I'd been waiting for the news to hit, and so I looked at my phone. I was at a art reception, and I called up my partner. We'd been together 43 years at that time, and said, "The judge made a ruling. Do you want to get married in the morning?" And he said, "Is this a proposal?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And he said, "Yes." So the next morning, bright and early, we are at the courthouse at Eureka Springs, the only courthouse in Arkansas that was open on a Saturday to issue marriage license. That's because Eureka Springs claims to be the marriage capital of the Mid-South. So we were there bright and early. There were 2 female couples ahead of us. And soon there were tons of people came from all over the state, some from Oklahoma, in order to get a marriage license in Eureka Springs. And the night before, the Human Rights Campaign had called me and wanted to follow me with a camera and a reporter and interview during the process, knowing that I was going to do this. And so I said, yes. So there they were. The county clerk, deputy county clerk, showed up. The county clerk conveniently was out of town. And I had wind that there could be trouble with getting the license. So the deputy clerk walked up the steps of the courthouse, and I asked her if we could get a license, and she said, no. She said, "I will only issue them to normal people." I was pretty mad at this point, but I thought maybe this could happen, so I had the judge's 14-page ruling printed and held in my hand. And so she went in the courthouse, and I told everyone with us to follow in. The 2 female couples that were there ahead of us got in line. We got in behind them, and she refused to issue license. We stood our ground. I told everyone, stay put. She called the police. The police came, threatened us with arrest, and told us to get out of the courthouse. My partner and a couple of my friends and I were the last to leave, so finally we felt like we had to leave. And by the time I got to the car, the police called us back and said that a another clerk who was there to take care of voter registration, stepped in and said she would issue the licenses. So we got back in line the same way we were. We were third in line. We got our license. And because I knew this was going to happen, I had a friend who could officiate, do the weddings here for us almost on the spot. We walked down the hall in the courthouse and got married immediately, turned the marriage license back in so they'd be recorded in case there was a stay. And we were the first same-sex male couple to be married in any southern state. So that is my big, fat, gay wedding story with a happy ending and no arrest.